From Washington, this is VOA News. In Somalia, al-Shabaab's leader reported dead. U.S. president is confident an international coalition can be formed against the group calling itself the Islamic State. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. U.S. officials are confirming an airstrike in Somalia has killed Ahmed Abi Godani, the leader of militant group al-Shabaab. Pentagon Press Secretary Rear Admiral John Kirby said in a statement that a U.S. military operation against Godani on Monday led to his death. Witnesses had reported that a U.S. drone launched missiles at a meeting of al-Shabaab leaders in southern Somalia. A statement from the White House Friday said Godani's removal from the battlefield is a major symbolic and operational loss to the largest al-Qaeda affiliate in Africa. U.S. President Barack Obama says the U.S. and its allies will degrade and ultimately defeat the group calling itself the Islamic State in the same way they have gone after al-Qaeda and Somalia's al-Shabaab.
I did not get any resistance or pushback to the basic notion that we have a critical role to play in rolling back this savage organization that is causing so much chaos in the region and is harming so many people.
The president was speaking to reporters Friday at the close of the NATO summit in Wales. Earlier, President Obama said all 28 nations in the NATO alliance are fully united in support of Ukraine's sovereignty and its right to defend itself. He said NATO leaders have approved sending military equipment to Eastern Europe as a potential deterrent to further aggressive moves by Russia. Also on Friday, Ukraine's President Poroshenko ordered his country's armed forces to halt their five-month military option against pro-Russian separatists. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said Friday the UN is establishing an Ebola crisis center with the goal of stopping transmission of the virus in affected countries within 6 to 9 months. From the United Nations, VOA's Margaret Bashir has more.
Mr. Ban said the UN is mobilizing in every way to stop the spread of the virus, which has killed more than 2,000 people in Guinea, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Nigeria.
The number of cases is rising exponentially. The disease is spreading far faster than the response. People are increasingly frustrated that it is not being controlled.
Mr. Bond said he is establishing an Ebola crisis center at UN headquarters in New York with the goal of stopping transmission of the virus within 6 to 9 months and also prevent the epidemic from spreading internationally. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
A small plane from the U.S. reportedly has crashed off the coast of Jamaica. According to Jamaican and U.S. aviation officials, an unresponsive small private plane that went off course during its U.S. flight has crashed off the island country's coast. U.S. military jets had followed the seven-seat aircraft until it left U.S. airspace on Friday, hours after air traffic controllers lost contact with the pilot. State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf said the plane flew over the Bahamas and Cuba before heading toward Jamaica. The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor has asked judges to adjourn the trial of Kenya's president indefinitely due to a lack of cooperation from the Kenyan government. In a request to the court filed Friday, prosecutor Fatou Bensouda said her office lacks the evidence to prove the charges against President Uhuru Kenyatta, who is accused of masterminding deadly post-election violence in 2008. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice arrives in Beijing Sunday for several days of meetings with top officials. Shannon Van Zandt has a report from Beijing.
In her first trip to China as National Security Advisor, Susan Rice will meet with Yang Jiechi, China's top foreign policy advisor. Her discussions are part of preparations for November's Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit, when U.S. President Barack Obama will meet with Chinese leaders in Beijing. This week, the White House and Rice will also underscore the U.S. commitment to building a productive relationship between the two countries. President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping are also likely to meet in the United Nations in New York in late September, if Mr. Xi decides to attend the U.N. General Assembly meetings. Shannon Van Sant for VOA News, Beijing.
Stocks in the U.S. on Friday up all across the board. The Dow Jones, S&P 500, and NASDAQ were up. Labor Department earlier in the day said the U.S. economy added only 142,000 jobs in August. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.